Pastor Greg, sitting out on my back porch, early Tuesday, actually it's later in the morning now, and wanted to give an update. We're supposed to be coming off of our 1 week ban by YouTube, and some of you may not have known that we were banned by YouTube for a video we put out 5 years ago, and we were opposing the Supreme Court's fictitious decision. And I mean fictitious because it's based in fiction, regarding gay marriage. And we were accused of disparaging an entire protected class. And they were referring to the sodomites. And so we were guilty of that Orwellian thought crime and censored. Now, I was raised in the 70s and 80s. I went to junior high and high school in the 80s. Liberals used to be the ones who stood against all those things. The people who called themselves liberals in the 80s were against censorship, were against book burning, were against this fascist Orwellian newspeak and mind control. And we used to sing songs. I was unsaved till I was 19. We used to sing songs by Pink Floyd. We don't need no thought control. Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone. That's not, these liberals today are fascist pigs. They are anti-American scumbags and slime. We are dealing with a completely different devil when it comes to liberals in this country. And going back 5 years and banning us for a week, well, then our days are numbered, because in our number of years, I know we've been on here, I think 10 years, I've said much worse as far as a libtard idiot like the people who run YouTube are. I mean, if they hear some of the things I've seen over the last 10 years, our days are numbered. We went live on Sermon Audio and had a good response. And I apologize to any of you that didn't get the word and you want to join us. But from now on, there's a couple of ways to see our live stream, and it will not be on YouTube. We're done. Go to bbfohio.com. And we've embedded the player, and as soon as we go live, it comes on. Sunday, 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., two different live streams. What Sunday school, we call it open Bible study, because it's not a regular Sunday school setup, and I won't go into all of that. But 10 a.m., our Sunday school open Bible study, and then 11 a.m. is the regular service where we have hymns and Bible study and all that. And then again on Wednesday at 7. All you have to do is go to bbfohio.com, and when we go live, that player will start playing. You scroll down just a little bit on our page to find it. It's not hard to find. And I just want you to know, we are going to continue our ministry, but our days on YouTube are numbered, and our use of YouTube Live is over. We're not using it any longer. And we're going to go ahead and continue to upload, but I'm not going to waste a lot of time on YouTube anymore, because they're going to ban us. It's just a matter of time. Our next strike will be 2 weeks and so forth, just like Fascist Book did and Twatter. And we're going to, we've closed down our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and we're done with them, and YouTube's going to go the same route. You can find us on social media, MeWe.com, and Parler, USA Life, and there's a couple other ones that just fledgling social media. Oh, Gab. We're on Gab. And if you want to find us, we're out there. And that's all it comes down to. If you want to find us, we're out there. You go to bbfohio.com, and you go to our links. We have resources in the top banner, and you'll see links. And we give links to these different social media accounts. I think we're going to put a list of them with links right on the front page soon. So with that, that's the main point of my comments. Today, I just want you to know where we stand as a ministry. We're not going to bow down before these libtards. We're not going to lick their boots. And I could put it in more strong language, but I'll just leave it right there. They can forget it. We're done with these libtards. We're not going to stay on their sites and enrich them. They make money off of you and I using their sites. They not only data mine, but they also get advertising dollars. And by our using these sites, we're enriching the enemy. Therefore, our presence on YouTube is limited right now. We're no longer live streaming, but it's also our days are numbered because I'm not going to stay on YouTube and continue to use this platform that is anti-American, it's anti-Christian, and they hate you. If you're a Bible believer, YouTube hates you. They despise you, and they're just using us. Just using us. That's all. And so we can go other places and use services that are at least not going to use and abuse us. I want to end with something just in Ephesians, a couple of places. Number one, people are making fun of us and calling us angry white voters, and in my case, old angry white man. Well, let me tell you, the Bible says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." And then the next verse says, "Neither give place to the devil." Be angry, but don't sin. Your response is where the sin comes in. Anger is not a sin. If you find yourself angry, stop apologizing for it. If you're a normal thinking human being who loves your freedom and loves God and loves His Word, and you're not angry, there's something wrong with you. But you need to act on that. You need to talk to the Lord and pray about it. You need to educate others. You need to preach and speak the truth without fear. Stop worrying about people getting upset with you. Stop worrying about losing friends. And stop worrying about your local church. If your pastor's too stupid to stand up right now when we need people to stand more than ever, then find another pastor. If your local church, well, you've been there for generations or whatever. I have friends there. You know, then you're making that church and your friends an idol. You need to figure out where you stand and stand there. And if you're angry, ask yourself why. And if you're angry because people are in violation of God's word and in violation of the Constitution and violating you, then it's good to be angry. You're supposed to be. What do? You let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That simply means act on it, pray about it. And then when you lay down your head at night, know that you've fought a good fight that day. You've taken a stand. You've done what's right. And God is pleased with you. And if your church is telling you otherwise, they're wrong. Also in Ephesians, the book ends in chapter 6 after telling us to put on the whole armor of God. And we don't have time to go through on that. And hopefully you've done a study on that if you're a mature Christian by now. And verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And this is what Paul wrote, but it's for me, and I'll pray the same thing for you. Verse 19 says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me." Open your mouth, "that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now, some people say, well, he just was talking about preaching the gospel there. And, you know, I don't think he's talking about speaking boldly on political issues. Listen, Paul didn't just preach the gospel. He preached the gospel to the lost. But when it came to speaking to people in the churches, just read his epistles. Paul dealt with all kinds of things. And in the book of Acts, go read what he did. He did deal with political things. He took a stand for the truth, especially in as much as it affected the ministry of the gospel. And that's where you and I stand. And I go out, I preach the gospel, but I also take a stand for righteousness. And there are people who have failed to stand because they think the only thing they're ever supposed to talk about is the gospel. You are supposed, that's the priority, but that's not the only thing. When Paul talked about knowing only the gospel or to preach Christ crucified, he was talking about to those who are unsaved and have never heard the gospel. But once you've preached the gospel, you've done what you're supposed to do, there is also a biblical precedent and teaching for standing for what's right. And that's what's missing among too many pastors today. They're hirelings. They're just watching their flock get eaten up by the wolves. There's also wolves in the pews and so forth. So I want to leave you with that, with the information you need as far as tuning in to our live stream, but more importantly, the information you need in order to stand as a Christian in this last day. You have got to choose. Are you going to get along with everybody, or are you going to take a stand? Are you willing to stand where the Bible tells you to stand, even if it costs you, even if you get kicked off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, even if you lose friends and family, even if you have to change your local church, or maybe even start having cottage meetings in places where there is no local church? Those are all things that we're being called upon to do as Christians in these last days. And as I mentioned in a conversation we had with a few people Sunday, this is a day in which your light will shine even brighter. You could be doing the exact same thing you're doing now. If you did it 50 years ago, your light really wasn't shining as bright as it will now. It's like this. Go into a well-lit room and turn on a flashlight. You won't notice the light hardly at all. You might see it reflect off the ceiling. Now, close the windows and doors, turn off the lights, make that room dark like it is today, symbolic of the darkness of our day. Then turn on your flashlight and see how it glows, lights the whole room. That's where you and I are today. If you will take a stand, you don't have to be a superstar Christian, just take a stand. And your light will shine. Now, that will mean you will lose friends. That means your light is shining. If you're losing friends just because you're nasty to people, that's different. But if you're losing people because you refuse to compromise on issues that the Bible speaks of, beginning with the gospel of Jesus Christ, beginning with the biblical admonition to repent and believe the gospel, if you preach the gospel and call on men to repent and then stand on the issues of morality and sin that the Bible speaks of, and you lose people, you lose friends, you lose invitations to family gatherings and parties and all that sort of thing, you're doing what's right. And you will reap the benefits on the most important day of your life after this life is over. The most important day of your life will be when you stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ and are rewarded based on your works. Saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. But when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, it'll be saved people being judged according to their works. That's the most important day of your life after this life is over. And if you have stood where you're supposed to stand, taken that stand, stood with God, stood with the Bible, stood with Christianity, stood with the gospel, stood with Christians, then great will be your reward and you'll be happy you did it. I know that's what I'm banking on. That's the meaning to my life. And I hope you're right there with me. God bless you all. Love you. And talk to you soon.